offensively, you guys were able to carry some of the momentum over from the four sacks and the three takeaways, and that you got three more, six in your last two wins. Didn't have any of the two games before that. Has that been the key to the resurgence on that side of the ball, do you think?
Definitely. I mean, we've done a good job with turnover margin all year, and I mean, our offense has not given the ball up very much. We've done a good job of taking it away, so that's something we've got to continue to build off of and continue to try to force the turnovers.
When you look back at that Giants game, there's so much good that comes out of it, but then obviously the big play at the end.
Yeah.
Do you have a bad taste in your mouth? Do you look at the couple of quarters you played real well and say, hey, you know, we can kind of play that kind of football? How do you look at that game?
Yeah, we definitely have a bad taste in our mouth from that. I mean, we could have very easily won that game, but just one big play in the end ultimately doomed us in. So, you know, we got it. We had the chance to write that this week, though, and we're looking to do that.
Lastly, Eli has not had the type of success against you guys he has against other people, but he's coming off a pretty big performance. What makes him so tough to get to and get to the ground? He seems, for a guy who's not that fast, pretty slippery.
Yeah, I mean, he's got good skill players around him that make his job easier for him. I mean, no doubt he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and he's proven that over the past couple of years. And, you know, he does a good job of keeping plays alive, sliding to his right, and making throws on the run. So got to keep him in the pocket and try to get him to get rid of the ball quickly.
Appreciate it, man.